Episode 1253, What Does I'm Fine Really Mean?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. It's the weekend, and I hope you have something exciting planned on the schedule. Maybe you're going to go see Incredibles 2. Well, I got to tell you, I saw it, but that's for another episode. Today is Relationship Builders Day, and it is about building a strong foundation in your marriage. What does I'm fine really mean? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, communication can be a blessing or it can be very toxic. In your marriage, what does I'm fine really mean? You know, when you're asked a question over and over again and you quickly respond, I'm fine. No, really, I'm fine. It's okay, I'm fine. But in all seriousness, how fine are you? And it's not about your beauty. You are gorgeous, but that's not what we're talking about here. Maybe you are fine because you don't want to bring everyone else down into your bad day. You don't want to say, come on in, I've had a horrible day, and so I'm just going to take you down with me. Maybe it's your way of just saying, yeah, it's all right. Maybe you're just being difficult. Yeah, we can be that way. Come on, be honest. You want a little more attention, so you're making your spouse work for it. I'm sure you could think of a situation right now. Think about it. Yeah, you did. You just went there. Maybe you are fine because you are working through your own stuff and you need the space to do so. When your spouse asks you how you are doing and is inquiring about your day or something that happened, throwing the I'm fine rapid response isn't going to win you any bonus happy points. No, you are playing a very dangerous game challenging your spouse. That's ultimately what you do when you say I'm fine. You're challenging him or her. And you're saying, no, I got this already. Yeah, I don't need you. And it's not necessarily in those words, but you're just kind of like, it's a push away. Think about it. When was the last time you said, I'm fine? Maybe it was just walking in after work and you were asked a question, how are you? I'm fine. And then you just go, you just keep walking. No chance of response even from your spouse. The problem is that you are not allowing your sweetheart the opportunity to help you. You are not just shutting the doors on his heart. You are slamming the door. Slamming it. That's what you're doing. And sometimes you're even locking it too. Another sticking point is maybe you're hoping to get more attention by making them work harder to get out whatever it is that you won't open up about first. You know, it's kind of that, come on, I'm fine. Let's see what happens. Come on, you want more, right? Come on, keep coming back for more. Maybe by the fifth time you ask me, I know that you really care, and so I'm going to give you an answer. Keep playing this game of I'm fine and see how it becomes more toxic in your marriage. It does. It creates this emptiness, this space, and not a good space. It's a space that is kind of like the dark hole. And as that dark hole gets bigger and bigger and bigger, what happens? Yeah. Life in your marriage begins to fade. The other person, your spouse, doesn't see the two of you together. It now becomes what? Separated. Marriage is not about separation. It's about what? Togetherness. That's the foundation you're looking to build. Now, maybe you haven't gotten to this point yet, and I really don't want you to get here either. And if you think you've been playing this game, there is hope. First, though, a message from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray, a podcast created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. Health, Hope, and Inspiration features interviews with leading oncology professionals, dietitians, nutritionists, pastors, and everyday people who share in their life experiences with cancer. You'll want to listen in each week by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. You know, fine is a safety blanket for your feelings. All of my kiddos had some safety blanket in their, you know, growing up years. One was a Pooh Bear. And in fact, all of them have their blankets. But oh my goodness gracious, the youngest one, of course it would be, our little G-Man. He lost his blanket at Epcot Center. I kid you not. We went home after spending all day at Disney. And he was just a little thing. My husband had to do some work in Orlando, and so we went there as a family. Normally, I would not recommend taking an infant to Disney World, but he was younger. He wasn't even one yet. And we took him with us, and because I wasn't going to leave him home, of course. I know he's coming with us. Why would I leave him at home? And his blankie, though, somehow was dropped out from the stroller. We got back to the hotel, and I knew it was missing. I frantically called the information lost and found at Epcot Center. And I said, where would this stuff be turned in? And they're like, ma'am, there's just no way you're not going to find this blanket. Now, I knew, mama knew that if I didn't have this blanket, none of us were going to sleep for the rest of the trip. And we had at least two or three more days left. And it was just going to be horrible. This was the blanket, the poo blanket. We still have it to this day. Yes, and he just had a birthday this week, okay? We're talking about the same poo blanket. It's a safety blanket, right? And so my sister and I, the park closes down. I don't remember what time, if it was 11 or 12 or what the hours were. But anyway, we had like 30 minutes, okay? And within our window of like 35 minutes, we had to catch the tram back to Epcot Center, run in through the gates to get to the information center to where Lost and Found was. Long story short, we got there, and guess what? Somebody turned in his safety blanket, his little Pooh Bear blanket. We all want that safety blanket in our life, and it seems like I'm fine is the one we wrap around ourselves. It creates the barrier, but the problem is it's not the safety blanket we need in our marriage. It's actually doing the opposite of what we really need to grow our marriage. Fine is a safety blanket. It's a safety blanket for your feelings. You don't have to be specific, and you don't have to give what? Too many details, right? It's an easy way to brush off any more possible damage or extra questions that could arise. So whether you're trying to be difficult or are really wanting to be left alone, the result is usually worse than what you want. It begins to eat at your partner's heart. And slowly what? A brick wall is created between the two of you. It's that dark hole. It draws what? Separation. There's no room in a sizzling marriage built on a strong foundation for I'm fine. Instead, if you feel something, say something. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Feel something, say something. The way you communicate in your marriage continues to open the door of love, or it's going to eventually challenge the core of your marriage. So if you're wanting to kind of have that security blanket and you want to continue to live with I'm fine, then expect the dark hole soon. I'm just being honest with you. But if you feel something and say something, it will change your marriage. I want to give you some ifs. Okay, there's three ifs I want to go over because it kind of follows up with what we just talked about as into the maybes, okay? If something is bothering you, we've all had that, share it with your spouse. No more extra probing necessary. Don't make them always work for it. Just be honest. Now, I understand sometimes there are moments or times that you have to kind of say, you know what, I need my space here, but I will share with you in a little while or a day later, whatever. Express that. Just don't sit there and blow them off and say, I'm fine. No. Okay? You want to share it with your spouse. Number two, if you think your spouse should know you by now, you've been married way too long. We're coming up to 25 years of marriage. It'll be 28 and a half years together as a couple. And I think my spouse should know. He should know me inside and out. But the thing is, think again. Assumptions are toxic. Don't make them. Therefore, lead with how you feel. Share your pain. Share your hurt. Whatever you need to, share it. Feel something. Say something. And number three, if you want more attention, if you're just like, come on, I need more interaction with you or whatever, share openly and ask questions of your sweetheart. This attention thing that we're missing in our lives, like, hello, are you paying attention to me? I feel kind of lost. You've been stuck within your job. Guess what? Well, maybe you need to talk about it. I'm not going to go into great details because we'll be here for another 2 hours. But communication is vital in your survival for your marriage. It's vital. If you don't have it, the dark hole is going to happen. Separation will occur. And the falling out, no telling what it will look like. Depends on how many people are involved, whether there's children, if it's just you and your spouse. I don't want it to go there. I've seen too many families torn apart, and that tears my heart apart. A strong marriage takes work, but it's so well worth it in the end. Yeah, we're all going to have our moments, okay? I get that. You are going to have those moments where you're just saying, I'm fine, and you're going to walk away. That's fine, okay? But do not make it a habit. So as you go about your weekend, I want to challenge you to listen to the words coming out of your mouth. And the key word I want you to listen to is, quote unquote, fine. Fine. How many times you say, I'm fine? Now, granted, we're talking about it now, so you may say it a couple times anyway. But I really want you to think about it. Watch your vocabulary. Listen to it. If you write things, maybe it's not exactly the words I'm fine, but it's something that you say all the time. It can equal to I'm fine. Maybe it's just leave me alone. Whatever your statement is, maybe it's good, could be aloha, whatever it is, whatever equals to I'm fine, pay attention to it. And ask yourself, is this really, truly where my marriage needs to be built on, is this phrase. Maybe I'm lacking here. And if you're not, then celebrate that. Go to your spouse and say, you know what, sweetheart, I am so glad that we share some crazy things together. I'm glad we share our feelings with each other. It probably drives you crazy when I do, but you know what? I want you to know I appreciate you when you just listen to me. That's going to go miles upon miles. It's going to add into your love bank account. You got to communicate. Marriage is tough. And it's hard sometimes when you feel like you're having to do it alone. But you're not alone. Yes, it's a two-way street. But sometimes one of the spouses needs to take initiative. Maybe today that's you and your communication. If you're struggling with this and you want some help with it, sometimes we do things and we don't even know we're doing them. I would love to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you have to do is click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. There's a link there, a little form will pop up that'll come right to me, answer just a couple questions. It gives me just some background information. And then you will receive an email from me. Do check your spam or junk folder sometimes. Okay, not sometimes. More often than not, unfortunately, depending upon how you have your address book for your email set up, it can go to junk and spam. So be sure to check that out, okay? I will still continue to follow up with you. I followed up with people 1, 2, 6 months later because I haven't heard back. They filled out the form, or sometimes, you know, things just happen. Life happens. And, you know, you get just kind of jumbled. If you haven't talked to me, I'm here for you. Click on that link in the show notes, take AIM, and that will begin our conversation. You matter. Your marriage matters. Your family matters. Whether it's made up of you and your spouse and children, you matter. So this weekend, what are you going to do? You're going to pay attention to the I'm fine. Remember that when you committed to your spouse, you committed to communicating openly and honestly. The more you share, the deeper your marriage will grow. If you feel something, say something. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.